Unit 6, Lesson 6A, Exercises 2 and 3.
Welcome to the programme. Today we're going to hear about some people who have shown that you're never too young to realise your dreams. Jo Thorne is here to tell us about them. Jo.
Hi there. Yes, all of the people I'm going to tell you about achieved their goals at a very early age. Let's start with the arts. American actor Gaten Matarazzo was only 11 when he first appeared on the Broadway stage as Benjamin in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Gaten is best known today for his role as Dustin Henderson in the Netflix drama series Stranger Things. Moving on to music, Singapore-born Vanessa May was a young child when she moved to London and started playing the violin. At 13, she became the youngest soloist ever to record both the Beethoven and Tchaikovsky violin concertos. Then there's artist Kieran Williamson, who started painting as a small boy when he was on a family holiday by the sea. Kieran had his first exhibition aged 7, and now his paintings sell for thousands of pounds.
What incredible stories, Jo. Where did they find the inspiration?
I know, they're amazing, aren't they? No less so is Jamie Edwards, who at 13 is the youngest scientist ever to achieve nuclear fusion. After receiving a £2,000 grant from his school, Jamie built a nuclear fusion reactor and succeeded in creating helium out of hydrogen. Another 13-year-old, Shubham Banerjee, has started his very own company in Silicon Valley. Shubham set up Brago Labs to develop his design for a low-cost machine to print Braille, the reading and writing system used by people who are visually impaired.
How enterprising of them both. Who's next on your list?
Next is the youngest person to go into politics, a Ugandan woman called Proskovia Alengot Orome. Proskovia was elected almost as soon as she left school, aged 19, and since then she's been actively involved in the country's government.
What a responsibility.
Absolutely. Let's turn our attention to physical achievements now. Dutch sailor Laura Dekker is the youngest person ever to circumnavigate the world alone. She performed this feat in 518 days, despite objections that at 16 she was too young to attempt the voyage.
What an amazing achievement. Jo, we've got time for one more.
OK, so last but not least is one of the youngest athletes ever to perform at the Olympic Games. Nepalese swimmer Gaurika Singh was only 13 when she went to Rio de Janeiro in 2016. Although she won her heat, unfortunately, her time wasn't fast enough to put her through to the final.
Oh, bad luck. How brave of her to compete at such a prestigious event, though. Jo Thorne, that was fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us.